The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to switch things up today a little bit. We've been talking all the episodes this year about different types of chronic pain and the treatment approaches that we have to help people deal with chronic pain. Today we're switching gears and we're going to talk about functional medicine. So I have two major board certifications. Number one, I'm a chiropractic orthopedist. So with that training, I diagnose people that come to me with usually pain of some kind. And I use that training to diagnose what the root cause of that pain is. And then we have a whole bunch of non-drug and non-surgical tools in our arsenal, or tools in the toolbox, that we use to try to help and to treat some of these chronic pain patients. And that's a very large chunk of my practice in treating the chronic pain patient. I also have another side of my practice and a board certification, what is called functional medicine. And in functional medicine, we also deal a lot of times with the chronic patient, but not necessarily the chronic pain patient, more so the chronic health challenge or the chronic health condition. And so we're going to spend today's episode just kind of talking about what functional medicine is, how it differs from the traditional medical model. We're going to talk about how we utilize functional medicine to find root causes, and then how we use that information that we glean from our functional medicine evaluations to put together a specific plan of action to help treat the root causes or dysfunctions that are found. So let's dig in. What is functional medicine? Think of it this way. Functional medicine really is root cause medicine. It's going back to the roots of medicine where they were much more concerned with finding the cause of the human ailment. And that is what I am passionate about. It's the reason I took training in functional medicine, because I wasn't content with just treating somebody's symptoms. I want to try to get to their root cause. And so functional medicine shines for the patient who has a chronic medical condition. Things like digestive disorders and chronic sinus and migraine headaches and thyroid disorders and skin conditions and asthma, and the list goes on, and autoimmune disorders and hormone imbalances and menstrual issues, things like that. You get that. These are things that people live with that are not acute conditions. In other words, an acute condition is something that's developed very recently. Acute condition would be a traumatic thing, like maybe an injury or an illness that's come on very recently. And modern medicine for acute things like heart attacks and strokes and broken bones and auto accidents and things like that, wow, what they can do to save life and limb, to keep people alive, to pull them out of emergency situations. That is where medicine shines, and they are to be applauded, and that they do such a wonderful job in that. What I like to focus on though, in my practice is the chronic patient, the person who has had a condition for months or years. And this is the type of patient where sometimes traditional medicine falls a little bit short. Traditional medicine for chronic conditions is primarily symptom-oriented. What I mean by that is people have a certain condition or a symptom, and they're given a pill for that specific symptom or condition. So, you know, I have people come in all the time as new patients. We have them fill out a medication list, and they'll list things that, you know, their medicine, and they'll say, this is my heart pill, this is my reflux pill, this is my cholesterol pill, this is my blood pressure pill, here's my headache pill, and for men, here's my erectile dysfunction pill. And it is quite common. I see people 50 and older frequently in practice. It's very common to see those people on 4 to 10 to sometimes even more medicines or different drugs, but they all have one thing in common. They all are mostly designed to treat symptoms. In other words, if you take a pill for acid reflux, it can help control your symptom. I don't dispute that for a second, but does it fix the reflux problem? Well, the answer is no, because if it did, you should be able to take that medicine for a month or 3 months or 6 months, and then you should be able to stop it, and the problem should be gone. But in most instances, it isn't. So you stop taking the medicine, and 2 or 3 or 4 days later, oh, geez, the heartburn is back again, and I got to get back on that medicine again. The reason is it hasn't fixed the problem. It hasn't addressed the root cause. Or the same goes with blood pressure medication. Life-saving, many times necessary, many times needed, but it doesn't treat the root cause of why a person has high blood pressure in the first place. And as soon as that blood pressure medication is stopped, the blood pressure elevates again, and the person is at risk again. Same with cholesterol medication. It doesn't address the root cause of why the cholesterol got high in the first place. It simply blocks an enzyme in the body that inhibits then cholesterol formation, and the cholesterol number is artificially lowered. But as soon as that medication is stopped, the body will go back to the same cholesterol levels, generally speaking, because the reason for the elevation has never been fully addressed. So I hope you get the picture. Don't get me wrong. I'm for symptom relief just as much as the next person. But I'm also passionately for finding and treating the root cause of the symptom. So the question you have to ask yourself is, no matter what your condition is, whether it's blood pressure or cholesterol or digestion or irregular heartbeat or migraine headaches, you name it, the question you should ask is why? Why is my body expressing that symptom? What is the root cause? And what can I do then to find and treat that root cause? So I think you get the idea of what I'm getting after. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So if you got a question about this approach to medicine, functional medicine, call us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. So if you look at our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab for Treat the Cause. And under there, you will find a link to an article that you can click on called What is Functional Medicine? This is about a 3-page article, 4-page And it does a, it's written by Dr. Ronald Grisante, who is one of the my instructors in functional medicine. And he does a nice job in that article of really kind of bringing down to layman's term, what is functional medicine and how it can really help people. And he gives several examples in there. Also, under that tab of functional medicine, you will find a link to a video that explains functional medicine in more detail as well. It's about a 10 to 12 minute video. And I think if you avail yourself to that article, that video, you listen to our episode today and our next, you'll have a pretty good idea of what functional medicine is all about and how it may help you address your chronic health condition. So again, that website is redrockchiro.com. So who turns to functional medicine? Well, every week we get patients that come to us for functional medicine, and they usually fall into one or two different categories. Many times they're what I would call holistically oriented people. They're people that are really hesitant to take drugs, and they're looking for non-drug alternatives to their health challenges. That's one group. The other group I see are people that are already heavily in the traditional medical model, which is fine. No, I'm not against that at all. But they're taking pills for their symptoms, and they're looking for somebody that can give them some answers, somebody that can help them to sort through all their symptoms to maybe get to that root cause so maybe they don't have to be on so many medicines. And they're frankly, they're a little just fed up with just popping pills. That's what I would say. I see a lot of people coming to me for functional medicine. They're just like, "Doc, I'm just tired of taking all these pills. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a way to find the cause and treat that. And so I don't have to maybe take so many of these pills." And so that's who comes into us for functional medicine. Well, how do we, as functional medicine doctors, find the root cause? Well, there's two ways to do that. Number one, and it might seem counterintuitive to say this and old-fashioned, but it comes down to taking a proper history. So when we have a prospective functional medicine patient that wants us to help find their root cause, we have them fill out a detailed health history questionnaire. And this questionnaire is going to go all the way back to the beginning when they were little children and look at their health chronologically as they've gotten older and looking at all their symptoms they're currently having, looking at their medications, looking at their diet, and looking at things like their dental history, and a whole myriad of other things that go into these questionnaires. And they usually take 30 minutes to an hour to fill one of these out. And to the average person, that might sound a little bit overboard, but any good doctor will tell you that 90% of the diagnosis of any condition is found in asking the patient the right questions. Yeah, you heard that right. Most of the time, patients will tell you, if you're really listening to them, exactly what is wrong with them. And many times, they will actually tell you the cause if you just ask them the right questions. So once this detailed questionnaire is filled out, I then sit down with the patient, and we spend a half hour to an hour going through this questionnaire like with a fine-tooth comb, pouring over the details, looking also at the big picture to see how it all links together, asking follow-up questions for clarification and more information. And that's the process it takes. You can't solve the mystery of a person's health challenge in a 5-minute doctor visit. It just doesn't happen. So functional medicine goes back to the basics and asks the questions that need to be asked, fills out these detailed questionnaires, and then at the end of that, we usually have a pretty good idea of what is potentially going wrong in the human body, but we can't be sure. So what we do then is we say, okay, patient, we need to do some specific functional medicine tests to in a sense, what I like to call to lift up the hood of the vehicle and to look at the engine to see what's not working right, what's not functioning right in the human body. And so then we will sometimes order certain functional medicine tests. And there literally are dozens and dozens and dozens of different functional medicine tests that we can choose from. And so I don't order 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 tests on a patient. What I try to do is narrow it down based upon their symptoms, their health history, that interview we do with them. We narrow it down to the one or two or maybe three or four tests that here are the essential ones. Here are the areas or the body systems that we need to further evaluate or analyze. And then we order our functional medicine tests. And I'm not going to talk a great deal about that. Our next episode, Treat the Cause, we're going to talk a little bit about how functional medicine testing goes beyond traditional medical testing and is, I'm just going to be blunt. It's more advanced in many aspects in helping to get to the root cause. And I'm going to give many examples of why that is. So don't just take my word for it. We're going to give a lot of examples and practical illustrations of that. And so once we then have the history, we have the proper lab analysis done, then usually within a couple of weeks, some of these lab reports start coming back into my clinic. And what I do then is I sit down behind the scenes and I go through these lab reports and interpret the results. And 9 out of 10 times, we nail it. We nail the diagnosis because we've taken the time to do that proper history. We've ordered the most appropriate functional medicine lab tests for that individual patient. And now the lab tests show, well, there it is. There's the imbalance. There's the dysfunction. There's the area of the body that's not functioning properly. That is the root cause of why the patient has whatever condition it is they have. Constipation, diarrhea, low energy, skin outbreaks, chronic headaches, high blood pressure. You get the idea. We want to find in the testing what is causing or contributing to whatever symptom it is their body is expressing. Then what we do is we put together a plan of action for that patient. So whatever imbalances they have, I'm not so much interested in treating the person's symptoms anymore once I find what's wrong with them, because they've already been doing that usually. What I'm interested in is, okay, we found the dysfunction, we found the root cause, now what can we do to the body to get it to function better so that it no longer expresses these symptoms? And there's a couple different ways we do that. Sometimes we have to remove something that is impeding the body's natural healing process. Sometimes that might involve changing things in their diet, or if we've done a food sensitivity test, to take some foods or some different preservatives or additives or different bad things in their diet that might be impeding the body's function, their ability to be able to heal. And then we maybe have to give, so sometimes we got to take something away, Sometimes then we have to give the body something to nudge it, gently nudge it in the right direction. It might be a specific supplement that contains maybe a specific vitamin, or maybe they need a specific herb, or maybe they need some more protein in their diet, or maybe they need some hormonal support, or maybe they need a homeopathic remedy to bolster their immune function. You get the idea. We remove an obstacle, if we find one, to the healing process, and then we gently nudge the body in the right direction. And when you do those things, the body starts to perk up. Healing begins to take place. Improved function begins to take place. And then the beauty of functional medicine is, not only then do the patients say, you know, doc, since I've been following these changes in my diet and I'm taking these supplements, you know, my heartburn is going away. And boy, I sure have more energy. And this skin condition I've had for 6 months or 6 years, it's starting to fade away, doc. And they not only get symptomatic relief, but they're not only symptomatically better, but their body is now healthier. It's functioning at a higher plane, and it's more capable of producing a healing response. And that's what people, it makes me pull my hair out sometimes. People, we've forgotten that our bodies are designed to be able to heal themselves. If you cut your finger, other than cleaning the wound, do you have to do anything to get that cut to heal? Well, not really. Your body knows how to heal that cut. Your body knows how to heal cancer. Your body knows how to heal heartburn. Your body knows how to heal high blood pressure, but sometimes some obstacle to healing needs to be removed, and sometimes the body just needs a little extra boost or help to nudge it in the right direction. So that's the beauty, that's the power of functional medicine, and that's how it works. Detailed history, fill out that questionnaire, a detailed interview process, functional medicine testing that looks at the different body systems to find what's not functioning right in the body, putting all that information together to form a proper diagnosis, and then putting together a specific tailor-made plan for that individual person to help address whatever that root cause or dysfunction is in their body. It's a totally radical, different approach to traditional medicine. And I'm all for traditional medicine. Don't ever get me wrong. We need it. We definitely need it for acute conditions. But I'm talking about the chronic patient who's living with health challenges for months or years that is looking for a different approach. Functional medicine may just well be that approach that you are looking for. So in our next episode, which will air in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk about some of the common functional medicine tests that we use and how they differ from traditional lab medical testing. And we use traditional testing too as functional medicine doctors, but we also use advanced functional medicine testing. And I think when you listen to that episode, you'll see, wow, there really is a difference. That these functional medicine tests are 20 years ahead. That's a true statistic. They're 20 years ahead of where most traditional testing is nowadays. And functional medicine testing, the field of it is advancing rapidly, and the things that we can find out about the human body through advanced functional medicine testing, simply mind-boggling. And I'll be frank and honest, there are times when I study this stuff pretty relentlessly, and I have a difficult time keeping up with all the latest testing and analysis that is available. And so if somebody is not studied or trained in functional medicine, when I say that they're 20 years behind in what is available for testing, that is the honest to God truth. And so we'll look at those, some of those tests, we'll show some of the differences and show how they may benefit you as the patient who is looking to find that root cause. So that's why we named this show Treat the Cause. That's what I'm passionate about, whether it's finding and treating the root cause of chronic pain or finding and treating the root cause of other non-pain health challenges in the human body. So I want to thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. Please join us again in a couple weeks and tell people about this show. I think this will be a real game changer for a lot of people and will really help a lot of sick people hopefully get well. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.